USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Much of the $350 billion in the Small Business Administration's Emergency Coronavirus Relief Fund was spoken for within minutes of the launch. J.P. Morgan Chase said they received over 60,000 applicants for the Paycheck Protection Program within the first 5 minutes. When the funds ran dry after less than 2 weeks, only 27,000 loans had been approved. A senior Bank of America executive said on the first day alone, the bank received over 10,000 applications per hour and only had a few thousand of those approved by the SBA. Overall, since the emergency fund was first come, first served, only small business owners who got their applications in at the earliest possible moment were likely to get funded. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said, "You'll get the money, you'll get it the same day, you need to use this to pay your workers." This is USA Radio News.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1 acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Mayor Lenny Curry reopened his beaches and parks in Jacksonville, Florida, and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis gave the green light for them to reopen, despite the state hitting a record number of coronavirus cases. Crowds flooded the area, continuing to ignore social distance warnings. More than 25,000 people in Florida have been infected with COVID-19, and schools, businesses, and public events are all closed or canceled to try to slow the spread. The Federal Bureau of Prisons have now said 465 federal inmates and 296 staff members have coronavirus. More than 100 inmates and 25 staff members have recovered. 18 inmates have died from the virus. The Bureau also announced its first potential staff death from the virus. Robin Grubbs, who was working at the United States Penitentiary in Atlanta, was found dead in her home and then tested positive for the virus. Remember, we'll keep you updated with everything going on with the coronavirus right here at USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Seeking to avoid the bitter feelings that marred the 2016 Democratic Convention, Joe Biden's campaign is angling to allow Bernie Sanders to keep some of the delegates he would otherwise forfeit by dropping out of the presidential race. Under a strict application of party rules, Sanders should lose about a third of the delegates he's won in primaries and caucuses as the process moves ahead and states select the actual people who will attend the Democratic National Convention. The rules say those delegates should become Biden supporters, as he is the only candidate still actively seeking the party's nomination. From the streets of Southern California to the sidewalks of Maine, the financial fallout from the pandemic crisis is now triggering a hunger crisis. In Maine, Trinity Jubilee Center Director Aaron Reed said it's getting hard to keep up.
We're seeing folks who we can tell have never had to ask for food before. And second of all, people who were already struggling. Like single parents, parents working low-wage jobs, elderly people, disabled people. They used to be able to get food from different places in the community, and a lot of those food kitchens and food pantries have shut down, so people are relying on us for even more food.
According to Feeding America, the nation's largest hunger relief organization, before the virus outbreak, there were already 37 million people nationwide who didn't have enough to eat. That number is expected to grow by an additional 17 million during the crisis. While social distancing, we hope your weekend is going well. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.